are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the chain. We are your hosts. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer, and this is the BCC Club, where each week we what?
We, Sarah, every single week we pick a new topic on the internet, and we go down a little rabbit hole like two little bunnies.
That's insane.
Go down the rabbit hole like two little small bunnies, and we look at all this stuff about it, and we talk about it.
And we burrow, and then people mow over us, and we're scared to resurface.
And then we come out, and somebody shoots us. They put our little legs on a keychain.
Yeah.
Single Wednesday.
But it's so lucky.
Yeah. It's so, like, your little toes are so lucky. Mm-hmm. Every single Wednesday we do that. And this week, we're talking about people who live on cruises.
Yeah.
This is real. And I'm thinking about doing it.
You really?
Not really, but when I'm older, I would think about doing it. Not forever, but like for 6 months, I would do it.
Yeah, I would live in like just a really big RV, like two stories, like double-decker RV.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well just cruise, because then you're given like unlimited food.
I can't stand the ocean.
Then don't do it. That's what I'll tell you. The ocean's a huge part of the experience.
I know.
A big part of it.
Yes.
Before we get into that, though, Sarah, how was your week?
Good. What did I do? I had a stand-up show yesterday. It went really well. I met a lot of fans who are super nice, and I really enjoyed them talking to me. It was so cool. And I wish I could tell this story, but I can't because it's alcohol related. It's not, I didn't drink. It was just AA related. Okay.
That must be the worst for a comedian. You're like,
know, it was
boy,
like,
do I have good stories about all of you.
It was funny. And then last week I did my Hollywood improv show.
How'd it go?
It was really good. It was definitely like an audience that was like, the people in the audience were there for like a certain comedian. And so I was like, there's my guys in this weird L and then that clump back there.
Yeah.
So I just got like the most mixed laughter.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thank you guys for coming. And how was your week?
So sweet. It was good. It was a good week. Today's my dog's gotcha day.
What?
Her gotcha day. It's when she was adopted.
Oh.
So she was adopted, I don't know how many years ago, but 5 years ago maybe.
Yeah.
And she's perfect. So today after we record, my girlfriend and I are going to go get her some McDonald's fries.
I thought you were going to give her back.
We were like, oh great, 5 years, we're done. Thank you so much.
Gotcha. You don't live with us anymore.
Yeah, gotcha day is the day we prank our dog and we take her back to the pound. No, we're going to get her a fry from McDonald's. She can't really get a full bucket of fries, but we give her one.
Yeah.
She loves fries so much.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I'm very excited. She's the love of my life. So if you're listening, Angel, happy birthday.
Oh,
we don't really know how old she is.
You don't?
No, because we got her when she was six.
Oh,
she's an elderly dog. So now she's probably 11.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to tell. My girlfriend, I was like, you got to stop saying she's eight. You've been saying she's eight for like 6 years. But I think we both just don't want to like process that she's getting older. So we just keep saying she's 8 years old. But she's not. She's probably 11 years old now.
Yeah. Dopey's birthday is January 10th of 2012. So he just turned
11. Oh, my God. 11. Oh, my God. Old. Well, no, cats live a long time. Sorry.
Dopey's going to live forever.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the... what is that?
Water. Also, I have a sunburn.
Oh, I thought that was a massive booger. I was like,
no,
Kendall.
No, I just itched my nose and then this
it's
fell.
It's the bottle cap. Sorry. It was just so like white and it, I was like.
It fell. No, sorry. Ew, that would be so, no, I would be so embarrassed if that happened. I actually hate like my snotting.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like talking and you snot, it's like when I do that, I think about it for weeks after, even if it happens in front of like my partner.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing to me.
Yeah.
If someone else does it, I like don't care. But I do feel like if someone else does it, I panic so hard to try to make sure they feel like I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm like, look at that over there. Like I get so panicked because I don't want them to think anyone saw it. And it's really probably not even that embarrassing. It happens to everybody.
In college, I walked from my freshman dorm, like down the elevator to the gym. And while I was going down the elevator, these two guys who were like super popular at the time were in the elevator. And I was in my gym clothes and I looked really cute. So I was like, oh, they're looking at me because I look really cute. I get to the gym and I have like a massive, like at least like a massive booger stuck to the tip of my nose, like two eraser, like pencil eraser size booger.
What the hell?
And it's just like stuck to the tip of my nose. And I walked to the gym and I checked in like that.
And they didn't say anything?
No, but I mean, they were looking at me and I was like, I did used to wear like makeup to the gym and I was very like blonde and like tiny. And
You're
I was
like, I'm hot.
I'm like, I'm so cute. Just massive.
Man.
Booger on the tip of my nose.
That was disgusting, Sarah.
It's okay.
It's just, no, not to me. It's not okay.
It made me gay. Well, probably made them gay.
Oh my God.
That elevator was transformative.
Yeah. What elevator?
The one that we all took to the gym.
Oh, elevator at your gym.
Well, elevator to go downstairs and then we...
Oh, yeah. You go to a fancy gym.
Well, it was just outside.
Your gym is outside?
You had to walk from the dorm to the gym.
Oh, I didn't go to college, so I do not understand.
Was your gym in the same building as your...
I didn't go to college.
In your high school. Was your gym in the same building as your...
Okay, Sarah, my listening skills have been horrible during this. I thought you were talking about like a crunch gym.
What?
Like a crunch gym? Like a
like only
Equinox?
Abs?
No, like Crunch, the brand of gym. Do you know what that is? Crunch. There's like Equinox. There's like 24-hour fitness. What?
No.
You don't know any of those?
I don't know Crunch.
Oh, it's just the name of my gym. It's Crunch. I was just imagining like a gym you would buy a membership to. I'm realizing it was your school gym. My schools were outside. Like my high school was outside.
Yeah.
This is probably what you're explaining.
Uh-huh. Like your gym was like those ones, like those beach gyms like in Santa Monica where like.
It was like all the stuff was inside, but the hallways were outside.
Oh, yeah, because you're from California.
Yeah, California.
Yeah.
California, baby.
You're from NoHo.
Yeah.
NorCal.
No, NorCal.
Yeah.
NoHo's Northern Hollywood, but
yeah.
I'm from Northern California. And Northern California is really close to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
If you think 8 hours is, like, close, then it's really close to Seattle.
If you have, like, no understanding of geography.
Then it's really close.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, what ports in Seattle?
Cruise ship ports.
Good. Yes, there
you know
are.
What also launches from a lot of California ports.
What?
Cruise ships.
Is that true?
My parents are going on a cruise ship out of San Diego this.
Well, that would have been an easier transition.
You know, it's 8 hours away from the state. There are a lot of cruises from Seattle.
I only know that because I've only been on one cruise and it left out of Seattle.
I've been on cruises that Disney cruises that left Florida.
Yeah, I know. My girlfriend's from Florida, and it's like cruise ports are like the whole thing there. There's just so many people there for cruises.
Yeah, the best part about Florida is leaving.
Yeah, getting on a boat and going
with
away.
Several others.
Yeah, yes. Have you? So you've been on a cruise?
Yes, I've been on a Disney cruise.
Is that the only one you've been on?
I've been on two Disney cruises back to back.
Would you recommend?
The kids. I went in the kids club each time, and it was really fun. I didn't. Sure. I mean, yeah, if you're a kid. You're like 13 listening to this, yeah, go on a Disney cruise with your family.
Yeah. I've always like thought about going on a Disney cruise, even though I like don't really care about Disney, but it just seems really fun. I just went on an Alaskan cruise.
Yeah.
Which is really fun, but it's not like it's a very adult cruise.
Yeah.
Like they don't have a bunch of pools. It's also in Alaska, so there's not a lot of like sunbathing that's happening.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like, oh, let's go to the mojito bar and chat in our, like, fancy outfits while we go to Alaska. Like, it's a little more upscale.
Mm-hmm.
Upscale's the wrong word. But it's, like, it's not like you're all running around in your flip-flops and stuff.
Yeah, we needed tokens to get dinner, so.
we wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But it was very fun.
Yeah.
It was very, very fun. But it was, like, expensive. So I think during this, I kept being like, how are people doing this for 6 months at a time? But apparently there's some really cheap cruises. But you got to be careful when you're signing up for a cruise, because I've heard people are like, you see it all the time with Spirit Airlines, like on TikTok, people will be like, travel hack, did you know you can get a ticket to Tokyo for $13? And it's like, yeah, don't take that flight.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be.
You're never going to get there. And also, that's not the expense. That's like, people, I feel like, think that traveling, the expensive part is the flight. And it's like, it's definitely one part of it. Yeah. But like, once you get there, you have to like pay for hotels and food, mm-hmm. and you have to take off work and you have to do all of this stuff. That's the expensive part. Don't take a $13 flight somewhere.
Oh, no.
Very dangerous.
Absolutely not. But there, we're going to talk about living full time on a cruise ship. You know, some cruise lines are fully residential, offer multi-year leases. The MV Narrative is an upscale residential ship currently being built by Storylines. It has more than 500 private rooms and apartments. There will be 11 types of residents on board, with the largest global at 1,970 square feet, one, two levels with up to four bedrooms, two bathrooms, a large balcony, a dining room that seats six, and a walk-in closet. And
Whoa. How nice.
The ship comes with medical services, a farmer's market, a 10,000 square foot gym and spa open 24 hours a day, three swimming pools, a 24-hour room service, a co-working space, a spa, a school, a library, a bank, 20 restaurants, a theater for performance and movies, and children can attend the ship's world schooling program.
Wow.
Which blends. Yeah, that's really nice.
Wow. It's so crazy because I also think I have to keep reminding myself like how expensive retirement homes are, like quality retirement homes. Is so, from what I've heard, like the most expensive thing on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So I think to me, I'm like, well, if rent in LA is like $1,000 a month, this can't be affordable. But people are paying, I mean, millions of dollars to get their parents like adequate care.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so insane. So it is like, they've got everything on this boat.
They really do. And I was looking into this. You can have there's a lot of AA meetings on boats as well. Mm. But if it's in the programming, they don't say AA because they don't want to have a negative connotation. So they call it a Friend of Gary meeting. So if you ever see that on a cruise ship itinerary, it's an AA meeting.
Oh, so the people who would, like, alcoholics are just supposed to know that's what that means.
Yeah, because the founder of AA, like, people who go to AA know who Friend of Gary, what Friend of Gary means.
Oh.
And so since there's, it's also a collective meeting where if you're an NA or Overeaters Anonymous, you can also join because it's like a cruise ship and there's not going to be like individual things. So if you see that on a cruise ship itinerary, that's what that is.
Wow. Yeah, I loved it. On the cruise we had, there was like gay hour, like for all the LGBT people on the boat. There was like, there was a meet up every night for people. Sorry to burp. Okay.
Ew.
It's over.
Ew. Oh my God.
There was an hour every night where people who were on the boat by themselves could go and meet up like with other
gay
single travelers. No, this is a different group.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was overlap. And they had so many like little meetups. It was so cute.
Yeah, I love being on a ship sometimes when it's big.
Do you get seasick?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to not.
I'm pretty generous with my vomit.
What does that mean?
It's I'm like a pigeon with vomit. I'll go anywhere.
That's how I am. I get so, because I get motion sickness so easily.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 out of 10 times I drive in a car, I throw up. And every time I do it,
when
in
you
someone,
drive?
No, when I'm a passenger.
Okay, so damn, how'd you get your license?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I throw up almost every single time, like a lot. But because I do that, it's like, it's gotten so much worse as I've gotten like a little bit older. Like, I don't remember this being an issue too much when I was a kid. But as an adult, it's like, I can't even get in a car without throwing up. And whenever I'm with someone, they think, they're like, oh no, we're going to have to like cancel our plans and go home. Are you okay? You're so sick. I'm like, throwing up to me is like what you probably think of as like burping.
Yeah.
Like, it's like just not a big deal. In fact, burping is much more, this is insane, but to me, I'm more embarrassed to burp than just like fully projectile vomit in front of a bunch of people.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. But how much does this cost, Kendall?
It costs, okay, MV Narrative units run between $1 million and $8 million, while a limited number of 12 and 24-year leases start at $500,000. So that's for a full, I got confused. Number of 12 to 24-year, 24-year, or is that month?
No, 24-year.
You're on it for 24 years?
It's like a house. You live there. You pay it off.
Oh, my God.
I know. Gam, you're going to pass before that lease
is paid. No, see, that's too long. I was thinking like a year.
You can live. No, you can. But this is like long-term living.
Wow. Okay.
Because it's not a rental you own.
That makes sense. Okay, most leases are available either for 24 years or for the life of the vessel, around 6 years. Early customers are given access to the 12 to 24-year leases. Residents will also be able to rent out their units if they're not on board the ship. Oh, that makes sense. All-inclusive living fees come on top of the unit purchase price starting at around $2,100 a person per month, covering things like food, drinks from the ship's restaurants, bars, laundry, fitness classes, and medical checkups.
Oh, actually, if you're very sick, you could save a lot of money.
Oh, yes. Well, I think that's their point. It's like, it's kind of, they're kind of explaining, like, socialism in a way, where it's like, well, everything on the boat, well, once you've paid.
Yeah.
Pretend you didn't pay anything. Everything on the boat is like, we're all at a, we all get the same
we're
thing.
All equal.
We're all able to get access to, like, these things that are just, like, our right because we live here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's kind of a stretch to call it socialism, but it does feel like they're like, once you're here, no extra payment.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's Kendall, and I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why would you live on a cruise ship, Sarah?
So one of the people, I mean, I'm just going to speak about his experience. Austin Wells bought a unit on the MV Narrative and plans to work remotely while traveling the world. He says, the thing that most excites me is I don't have to upend my daily routine in order to go see the world. That is true.
But so do they go everywhere?
They just go wherever the boats go.
Right, but so I'm like, are you just going to like the same, because most cruise ships go to one, like one route. They're like, we're a cruise ship that goes to the Bahamas. We're a cruise ship that goes to Finland.
I bet you, if we were to keep reading,
it's going to tell us.
Yeah. But Wells states, I'm going from this model where you want to go somewhere, you pack a bag, you get on a flight. We don't know how to travel. So he doesn't want to do that anymore. And the goal is to have a community of residents on this ship. You know, you could also have a community if you just talk to your neighbors in real life.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess being forced in close quarters is very much like a prison. So, yeah, you do get close with others. But a lot of people use the cruise ship life to retire. So, Kendall, would you retire on a cruise ship?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I have too many ethical issues with
mobile
cruises.
Homes.
No, with cruises. Yeah. Well, I guess that's a mobile home. Yes. I would be like, what? There's no, I should be doing more in my community rather than getting on a boat and fleeing and just running around on a boat, even though, but I think it says a lot about the state of our country that it's cheaper and more accessible, especially for the elderly, to live on a cruise. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like our country sometimes is so bad that I'm like, it might be better to live on a cruise, but that's just not responsible to me.
I would wager to say that old people do more damage on land.
And I agree. We just have to find out if you're allowed to vote if you're on waters during the election.
Probably, yeah, because you're still a citizen. You're just in international waters. But yeah, according to the Cruise Lines International Association, 1/3 of the 28.5 million people who took a cruise in 2018 were over 60 years old, including Kendall.
Yeah, I mean, really, the cruise I went on, it was all elderly people.
Yeah,
it was so well, you know what it was? It was either elderly people or full families, every generation, like a 3-year-old, her mom, her mom, and her mom all together on one cruise. I kept talking to my girlfriend. I was like, there are really families who fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
But are like, we're supposed to do things like this. We're supposed to go on a cruise. They're always wearing matching shirts. They look like they wish they were dead. Uh-huh. And they are all so unhappy. We went to Hibachi Grill one of the nights. We're like having fun. The guy's singing. The family across from us, it's two elderly, I think grandparents, a mom and her daughter who is a teenager. They are sitting straight-faced while this poor hibachi chef is trying so hard to make them laugh. He's like squirting fake ketchup in their face. They're just so stone cold angry because they're like, well, I'm stuck on a cruise ship with my three least favorite people on planet Earth, but we're family, so we have to wear these shirts that say Smith's Cruise 2023 and just be miserable.
Yeah. Or, yep, that sounds like
it's bizarre.
This is my family.
If you, but like, yeah, it's just so, I'm like, if you don't like your, so many people are like, we're just going through the motions of what a family is supposed to do, but none of us like each other. It's like, save that money, go on a trip with your friends. Why are you going, like, I would go on trips with my mom because I love my mom. We get along. We have a great time. There are some relatives I have I would absolutely not be caught dead going on a vacation with because I know I would have a miserable time.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so insane to me.
Well, it's optics. Like, my mom's a narcissist, so she wants to appear like the best mom ever without doing it. So, like, if she posts pictures of all of her kids on a Disney cruise, everyone's like, oh, you're a great mom. You took your kid. We hated it the entire time. But so a lot of people do retire on cruise ships. You know, like Holland America, for instance, offers a 71-day Grand Africa voyage itinerary stopping in 25 ports in 21 countries. Along with a grand world voyage visiting 61 ports in 30 countries, totaling 127 days at sea. And then, you know, you have the Cruise Web based in Tysons, Virginia, launched a senior living at sea program that builds both builds out retiree-specific itineraries and helps client manage their lives back on shore. So there's a bunch of different cruise ships where you could take different routes and they just put all these old people and send them off in the middle of the ocean.
Man.
And that's the way you should do it.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know how you could feel like you, I felt like I loved being on a cruise so much. And I definitely on day seven was like, oh, I could stay here another week. Like, this was really fun, which usually on a vacation, I'm like ready to come home. I really liked being on a cruise, but I did feel completely separate from the entire world and felt very, the only part that I hated was just this like, wow, I'm so behind on work and like, every aspect of my life that isn't being on this cruise because it's just so separate. You don't have service. You can't do, you can't go get any of your stuff done, like going and getting like your regular chores you have to get done. I guess if you fully move on a cruise ship, it's different, but it still feels like you would feel so separate from the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, old people don't know how to work phones, so they don't really need to connect. And then also they're retired, so they don't really need to work. So it sounds like the ideal situation for them.
Yeah. I also do feel like, and then we'll get back to reading this. Sorry, I'm going off topic a little bit. But I do feel like in this country, the way we treat old people is very bad. And it feels like, you know, in other countries, not all countries, but in a lot of other countries, they really respect their elders. And I'm not being a weird, like, Republican where I'm like, you should let your grandpa call you slurs. It's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You don't need to respect all elders. Some elders are assholes. But I just mean in general, our society is like, oh, after 60... who cares about you? Nobody, not a single person. And I was talking to my girlfriend about this the other day because we were talking about Fox News.
Yeah.
Because their mom works in the, they're an ICU nurse.
Yeah.
And they were like, without fail, every single person who's over the age of 65 who comes into the hospital, it doesn't matter what they're like. They could be, have two gay kids that they're obsessed with and wearing a, you know, women run shit shirt.
Yeah.
They're watching Fox News. Every single one of them. They're all watching Fox News. And we were just like, why? What is this weird? Like, you get to a certain age. I've met a lot of elderly people who, like, when they were younger were Democrats, and but now they watch Fox News. They're obsessed with Fox News. And I was like, I do. We were just talking about how we feel like sometimes nothing makes old people feel seen or, like, cared about.
Uh-huh.
And Fox News, like, talks directly to old people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
There's a saying that I'm gonna,
And so just to have them be like, oh, I feel like I'm being spoken to, and everyone here is kind of understanding me, it makes them all, like, feel comforted by it. What's the saying you were thinking of?
If you're not a liberal when you're 25, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 35, you have no brain.
Interesting.
So, I mean, but that's like an old fashioned thing. So, like, you get more conservative the older you get, even if you do have liberal beliefs, because, you know, money is king. So, like, I mean.
Well, and things change over time, too. So it's like things, you know, it's easy to feel, it's easy at 23 to be like, I believe in all the social stuff that, because it's like, yeah, because you were growing up in it. Like, when people bring up pronouns to me, that feels so obvious. And of course, yes, whatever. Uh-huh. But I'm sure when I'm 65, my grandkids are going to come up to me and be like, this is something you should care about. And I'll be like, what the fuck? Get away from me. You know what I mean? And I hope not. I hope that I'll always be a person who really, like, thinks about it. But I just it's just as interesting to me, because I do feel like the elderly people are running to cruise ships to live on boats because they're like, well, we're not respected or cared about on Earth. We're treated like garbage and nothing's accessible. Yeah. Even down to, like, my dad was in a wheelchair since I was 6 years old. Yeah. So I saw firsthand, like, nothing is accessible. Absolutely nothing is accessible. Even things that say they're accessible. Yeah. Even things that promote that they're accessible, it's like, they're not.
Yeah.
For the most part. So even just living on land is hard.
Yeah.
And I saw when I was on this cruise that I will not shut up about.
Yeah.
I kept telling my partner, I was like, it's so accessible. Like, a cruise mm-hmm. is so accessible. My dad could have totally come on the ship and fully enjoyed being here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so set up. Everyone is just living. The people who are fully in wheelchairs, people who are walking around, all acting the exact same. There's no, like, everything is just accessible. The doors are wide. The buffets are low to the ground. It's like everything is just so accessible. So I think sometimes I'm like, we got to step it up for our old people.
Yeah, I think that reflects in, like, healthcare is for the rich. So, like, the rich people go on cruise ships. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there's going to be a lot more accessibility on the cruise ship as opposed to, like, where the common folks stay on land. But, yeah, the world should be definitely, like, more accessible.
Because it's so, I mean, the thing is, the things on the cruise ship that are accessible are not expensive. I agree with you. I think, like, mm-hmm. if the more expensive things are, the better they are for everyone, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it's, like, wide door frames is not more expensive than a small door frame.
Yeah.
Having elevators that, like, don't, that are at the, where everybody else is entering things, not like, you have to walk around the back and then be carried. When I was growing up, so many times I have memories of, like, my friend's dad carrying my dad upstairs to be able to, like, do normal things. And I think on the cruise ship, I was like, it's just so easy. It's just so easy to make things accessible. And obviously it costs money. Everything costs money. But people be upgrading things all the time.
Yeah.
You got to make things accessible. It's really not that hard.
No, it's really not. It's just ask someone to spend money on something that's not about them. No. Will it help your residents? Yeah. Will it help your customers? Yeah. Will it give you more customers? Yeah. Is it generally the good thing to do? Yes.
Yeah.
But it's my money. And that's, money is king for a lot of people.
So I just think it's unfortunate that I'm not promoting Fox News in any way, but
I think
it's something that's important. It's like, well, why are all our grandparents becoming Republicans? Well, we should look at that and be like, this doesn't make sense. You were liberal their whole life and now they're watching this TV show that's insane.
Well, I mean, you just said, like, you yourself probably became somewhat of a Republican in your hypothetical situation. When you stop learning,
yes.
Like, when you refuse to learn is when you become more conservative. And, like, as soon as this is the red flag that you should recognize within yourself, not like Kendall, but, like, if you start saying, like, say, like, someone comes on TikTok and they're like, oh, look at these, like, flare leggings, and they're, like, yoga pants. Don't be like, oh, my God. I remember, like, when those were, like, in style. Like, you guys are so – that's when you know you've switched to old person mode. When you when you don't feel joy when someone else discovers something about
– Yes. Oh, I hate when people are – it's, like, my biggest pet peeve. I really – I hate that.
So, like, if I – I don't want to, like – be like kids these days. If I hear myself think that, I immediately shut off that thought because I want to be able to continuously learn, continuously feel good for people. So, like, you know, the pronouns, I know that you don't mean this literally, but, like, the old people can learn different pronouns.
100%.
But their brain shut off. And as soon as they got out of the age that they were considered young is when they stopped learning.
Exactly.
And so, like, even if they were raised in a different time, like, they're stuck in that moment. And that's when, like, the Fox Newsification conservative starts. So,
and it's comforting to them. It's like, oh, I'm being told.
Yeah.
I'm being told that I'm being talked directly to.
Yeah.
And not the type of representation that's needed.
Yeah.
So for lack of a better word, representation of having, like, all their newscasters are old. Like, everyone's old on that. And it's just like, oh, this is for me. This feels, like, good to me. And then they're hearing all this stuff. And I think they also come from a time when, like, news was news. It was not like, oh, you have to pick your news sources really carefully because 90% of news is like fully made up and written by someone that's just like wanting clicks on a website. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, this is the news. So what they're saying is true.
Yeah.
Which is really scary to think about.
It is.
But I think it's just something to be talked about, that the fact that I think when people turn a certain age, they're panicking about where to retire because they're like, well, I need to go to a place like a cruise where everyone's going to be my age. So I'll be treated with respect where I can, because I think it's nice to be like, well, why don't they go out in their neighborhood? But I'm like, I don't know what it's like to be 70. Maybe when you go out in your neighborhood and you're 70, nobody wants to talk to you because they're like, that person's old. Or you try to join a club and they don't respect you because you're old. Or you try to take an improv class, but nobody takes you seriously because you're old. You know, so it's like, maybe a cruise ship is the one place you feel like you can be really seen.
Yeah, I mean, it's this old people and the disabled do share that similarity in that they become invisible.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, think about just any woman who turns, like, 35. Like, everyone's like, oh, her worth is gone, you know? She's now, like, ask any woman in their 40s or 50s, like, do you feel like you're not seen? And they're like, yeah, I feel like no one pays me any mind. Like, and so with old people and people who just like society deems not productive members of the workforce, they are not worth acknowledgement or even the time of day.
Yeah. And what you were saying about people hating other people's joy just reminded me of this because I was thinking about it the other day. I hate
people's joy.
People's joy. Yeah, and so no. I think I'm becoming a Republican. Yeah. No, I hate when people are like, Disney shows suck nowadays.
Yeah.
Disney movies suck. Yeah. They don't make things like they did in 2002. And I'm like, no, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You're telling me you think, oh, Good Luck Charlie is better than any show that's been, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, they just don't make shows. Like, I agree they don't make shows like That's So Raven anymore. I really do think that's true.
It's it. Yeah.
It's
and
too
also,
good.
She tackled serious issues like smoking and racism. And I was like, they would never do that. And they would never do that on Disney anymore.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't watch it. But I'm always like, or I remember someone the other day being like, Disney celebrities, I was talking to my roommate, and he was like, well, Disney celebrities aren't famous in the way they used to be. And I was like, no, I think they are. I think we are not. I mean, look at Olivia Rodrigo and
Sabrina
Jenna
Carpenter,
Ortega. Sabrina Carpenter. It's like, all those people are famous. We just don't know about it until, and then I was talking to my girlfriend. She's like, yeah, before Selena Gomez was out of Wizards of Waverly Place, I didn't know who she was. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Because to me, it's like, when I was a kid, I was like, Selena Gomez is the most famous person on planet Earth. But it's like, nobody who's not a child watching Disney Channel knows who she is. Why would they? So I think sometimes people really are so not self-aware where it's like, or they'll go watch a Disney show and they're like, these shows are bad. I'm like, yeah, a lot of them always were. We were seven. Yeah. That's why you thought it was good. Stop shitting on these seven-year-olds watching their stupid little shows. There were some really bad shows when I was a child, but I liked them because I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I always just think that is so funny where I'm like, there's always going to be some good shows and some bad shows. Mm-hmm. There were some really terrible shows. And it's like the lack of awareness to be like, when I was a kid, kids, people who were 20 years older than me were being like, they just don't make stuff like they did in the 80s, you know?
Oh, yeah. This is, oh, God, something I could go on for hours about. Nostalgia-core. Like when you start investing too much in nostalgia, that becomes the conservative, like the, remember the past? The past was so much better. And that's where you get like,
yeah.
Yeah. So like, I mean, it's great to have nostalgia. Like I do miss Vine from time to time, but if I dwell on the past, like I'm like, God, the 2000s were so great. Like, God, I wish Vine was back. You get stuck.
Yeah.
And then that stuckness will like eventually carry over and tumble into a bunch of other thought processes.
Totally. Because it's just like things are always changing. Since the beginning of time, people have said about the generation after them, oh, they'll never understand this. They'll never get this. They're so this generation. Every new generation, it's like, I mean, imagine what they were saying about teenagers in the 70s. Like, they were like, this generation is ruining everything. This is like, and these teenagers are fucking feral and have their tits out and are smoking weed. Help me. And it's like, now it's the same thing. And it's always just this want to be, this want to be special or feel like what you had was it's like when you leave high school and you immediately are like, wow, that high school looks like ass now that my friend group's gone. And it's like, because you're not in the inner workings of like the social stuff there and none of it matters to you anymore. So of course it seems like it's worse.
Yeah, that's like, oh my God, this is another topic I want to do. When people who were on a TV show in the past start a podcast about that TV show.
Well, I was going to say, keep doing that now.
The Wizards of Waverly Place one, let it go.
Ned's Declassified.
The Office one, let it go. Like, you have got, doing occasional interviews, but if I were to start a podcast about my Vines or classic Vines, it would literally rot half of your guys' brains. Like, you would be like, let it go. Yeah. So, like, Ned's, I didn't even know that one.
They have one now. They have, I mean, I swear to God, it's like a thing now. It's like everybody's starting these podcasts because they do well, too. Like, they do, everyone's starting these damn podcasts, but about but about their show. Like, it's becoming a really common thing. Where it's like, yeah, I was on this show in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Let's make a podcast about it. But it's also hard because they do really well. Because people are like obsessed with listening to their favorite TV show actors talk about every episode of that TV show. And I'm like, that is so mind-blowing to me. But also at the same time, I'm not a huge podcast listener in general. So I have a hard time understanding why anyone would listen to a podcast. Not our podcast. Our podcast makes total sense why you'd listen to it. But I just... it's interesting.
No, yeah, because nostalgia-core, escapism, people listen to The Wizards of Waverly Place, not like any kids, but it's like people who like love like reminiscing because you like to escape into an easier time.
But it wasn't an easier time. You know what
you
I mean?
Were, it's well, like you're just
it was always just, even like Vine.
No, an easier time for you individually.
Right, but sometimes it wasn't even. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes it was also a hard time. Like I have to remind myself that all the time. Like I've been struggling with my confidence recently. And I remember telling my girlfriend, it's okay. So my girlfriend, I was like, I just feel like in 2019, I was so confident.
Yeah.
Because I remember these moments of feeling confident. But if I really went back to that time, that's not true.
Yeah.
I'm just remembering myself as this confident person. But it's like, no, I had insecurities then. I like had an eating disorder then. So I definitely had insecurities. It's like, what there? But it feels so easy to be like, back then things were better.
Oh, yeah. I, like in college, severe eating disorder. I was less than 100 pounds in 2015. And I was like tiny. And I just was like, oh, I'm like the prettiest I'll ever be. And I like was like, I ate every other day. Like I ate a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos in the morning.
It's
and
always
then
the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, because it would like suppress my appetite because it was spicy. And then the Adderall didn't help. And then also in the afternoon, if I was getting like weird, I couldn't see, I'd get like a chicken quesadilla from Taco Bell. And then that was it. And I like, it was horrendous. And I thought, like, I look back, I'm like, my skin was like at a certain point I lost so much nutrients I was getting like lesions on my leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wasn't happy. I was just rail thin.
Yeah.
And so like, I mean, sure, like society would probably have deemed me the prettiest I've ever been at that point.
Totally.
That's sick.
No, I mean, 100%. Yeah. 100%. So it's like, I look back at that and I'm like, oh, I was so confident. It's like, no, you were not. You're so much more confident now.
Yeah.
I'm 100 pounds heavier than I was.
Yeah.
And I feel so much better about my body. Mm-hmm. I never feel the need to like skip meals. I'm so much more grounded. So it's like, I've made so many, but it's so easy for me to be like, why can't I get my confidence back like I had when I was 19? It's like, what is that?
Yeah.
But I think people, do the same things with shows, but they also do the same thing with like, I mean, you'll see on Facebook all the time, it'll be like a edit of these four photos and it'll be like Vine and like an Arizona iced tea, just like things from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, if you don't get this, you're too young. It's like, you're 14. What do you mean if you don't get this?
Yeah.
Who, unless you're a baby, you know what Vine is. Like, there's no way. So people immediately want to like, things aren't the way they used to be back in 2014 YouTube. It's like, it had its own special little things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit that happened there. And I guarantee in 3 years, we're going to be like, man, remember the golden days of Thread? It's like, it's always that. It will never end.
Yeah, so living in the past is bad, but living on a cruise ship is
good.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, That's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The average person spends about $214.25 per day, which includes the price of ticket and spending while on board, according to data from Cruise Market Watch. I'm going to skip down to the cons of living on a cruise ship, because I feel like we've talked about the old people. We've talked about the budgeting. What are the cons of living on a cruise ship, Kendall?
Well, first of all, and this is what I think, you have to say you're not close to your children or your grandchildren. You're not close to anyone. And especially at that point in your life, you're going to miss a lot of moments. So it's hard to keep in touch with grandchildren and children, especially because you cannot FaceTime on a cruise unless you're at port.
You can't?
No, you don't have service.
Oh.
When you're at, and at least on the one cruise I went, so let me know in the comments if other cruises are different, but I paid for the extra Wi-Fi. I paid like $300 to have unlimited Wi-Fi because I was going to be working on the trip.
I always pay the $25 for like a 1 hour flight on a, I don't care.
Same, because I have to work or like I just want to. But on this case, I was going to be gone for 7 days. And I told my manager, I was like, don't worry, I'm still working on the cruise.
Yeah.
A nightmare. They were like, well, you paid for it, but it doesn't really mean anything because we're at sea. Which I'm like, oh yeah, it's one of those moments where you realize like nature is bigger than man, where it's like nobody can make you have service in the middle of sea. That's like that's not possible. So when you're at ports, I would get all my work done because you suddenly have a bunch of service.
Yeah.
But the Wi-Fi on the cruise is like horrendous and you don't really have service. So I don't think there's really abilities to like FaceTime people for the most part.
Yeah.
So you can't even really do that. So it's really hard to keep in touch with people. And you also might grow weary of frequent stops cruise ships make, along with your lack of control over the time spent at port. So sometimes you'll get to a port and they are like, I mean, I went to a port. We were in Victoria, Canada on this Alaskan cruise. We were there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we went out, got off the boat, got at dinner, and then left.
I wouldn't even get off the boat.
I honestly, if it had been up to me, that's what we'd have done. But I was with some adventurers.
God, what is with those people? No, one of my favorite compilation videos, when I want to unwind with a fake bottle of wine at the end of a day, like grape juice, as people call it, I like to watch people getting left at ports.
Oh, yeah.
Because they think that the time doesn't apply to them. And I'm
so
like,
so inconsiderate.
You can, it's like, just, there's something so satisfying. You can be late to a fucking reservation, but you cannot be late to a cruise ship leaving. And I just like to watch.
Because they don't understand. It's like people really do not understand that people will not wait for you.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, if I was running late, okay, we missed it. You know what I mean? It's like, especially when you have siblings, it's like the world does not revolve around. When you have so many siblings, it's like, well, we have to go to this thing, so either you stay home or you're, and especially being in theater, and I know you talked about this, I think, with, like, being on military family, did you talk about this? Like, the time is so, being on time is so serious, and as I've gotten older, when people are like, my quirk is that I'm always late, I'm like, that's not funny to me, it's not really a quirk, it's, like, really inconsiderate. Obviously, everyone, I'm really chill, if someone's late to something, I'm like, I do not care, but you have friends where they are late to everything, every single thing, no matter what, even if you're like,
you do, I do not,
please, I do, I have friends where I'm like, for the love of God, don't be, I need you to be on time, and I have to lie about when I'm like, we have to be there at this time, because I know they're going to be 20 minutes late, and I get really spicy
with all
those people,
my...
I get very upset, because it's very inconsiderate.
All my friends are militant autistics, and that's what I really enjoy about them, is when I say, this time, they are there. If they show up early, they are waiting with their hand next to the door handle.
Yeah.
Until it hits that time, and then they're opening it.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And that's what we share in common. But yes, also, you showed up 20 minutes early today, and it made me like, should I show up 20 minutes early?
No, it was because Jordan had a haircut that they had to get to.
Oh,
my partner
had
a haircut.
Car?
We do share a
car. No, I look confused. Jordan, my partner.
My partner, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
Jordan?
I forgot that you shared a car.
Yeah, we share a car, so they don't usually work today, so we didn't even talk. We always are like, we're so good at sharing a car, but then as we realize it's because I work from home, so like we never run into issues.
Yeah.
So whenever one of us has something, we fully forget to talk about it, and then are like, all right, I'm leaving. They're like, wait, I need the car. So they dropped me off, and then they went to their haircut, and they're going to pick me up after. So that's why I was 20 minutes early.
Okay, nice.
So you don't have to do that in the future, just so you know. Show up 20 minutes early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unless you want to.
Well,
it's kind of nice I got to, you know, get all set up.
Be here before me.
Yeah, yeah. It's a moment of peace, please. I'm just kidding. What are there some cons? You know, with unlimited food and drinks available, it says it could be hard to maintain your goal weight.
Oh.
I will say, if you're a person who has a goal weight, I would not recommend going on a cruise. I seriously, there's no place I've been. When you're on a cruise, it feels, your perception of what is a normal amount of food to eat yeah. is so out the window.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much a person who's like, eat whatever you want. But mm-hmm. it literally is like, I would be walking by the cafeteria and I'd be like, let me just grab a slice of pizza as like a midday snack.
Yeah.
Just like a full after lunch. And I'd have like six meals in between each. It's just impossible. Especially someone who, I just feel it's so hard for me to say no to free things.
Uh-huh.
So it was like I'd walk by the soft serve bar.
Yeah.
And I'm not hungry. I don't want soft serve, but I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll mm-hmm. just have some soft serve. I eat so much on that trip. And yeah, things that are full meals become like snacks to you.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But I cannot imagine doing that.
Yeah.
For 24 years.
Oh, no.
I couldn't.
Oh, no. I'd lose it. I have to eat at three certain points in the day, and I don't really like to snack because I've gotten a handle on my blood sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And blood pressure, and I can only take my medication 3 points in the day, so I can't spike it in between.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm going to eat some sweet stuff, it has to be at that time.
Oh, yeah. So what time is it?
I got to save up 7. I got to save my cravings till 7.
Yeah. That's what I should do, too.
Get your blood sugar under control.
I mean, something's going on.
Yeah.
You also may have to purchase private health insurance for travel. Mm-hmm. Medicare coverage is limited outside the United States and won't pay for health care services provided when the ship is more than 6 hours away from a U.S. port.
Oh, my God. If you have, like, a medical emergency, like, and you're just 6 hours and 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
That is crazy. You know what really blows my load is like,
tell me, Sarah.
I don't understand if there is, I know there's like a brig on a ship. Is like a, is there?
I have no fucking idea what that is.
If you get arrested on a ship.
Oh, there's a place they take you. Yes.
Yeah. Like, is how big is the jail?
They talk about this somewhere in here. There's also, I think, a separate, there's like a room for serious crimes.
Ah, murder.
I'm surprised more crimes don't happen on cruise ships because the response in here is kind of like, well, it doesn't really often happen. People are blackout drunk on these.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my number one, I mean, probably gripe with the cruise is people just act feral.
There wasn't enough crime.
There was not enough crime.
Not enough violent crime.
No, people are just so drunk because you are like, all you can do on a cruise, and this is what I loved about it, when you're not at a port, all you can do is hang out. There's nothing to do. You really can't like, especially on the Alaskan cruise because you can't really swim or tan because it's cold as fuck because it's in Alaska. And so you just sit around with your friends and drink and eat food, and it's a delight. But it makes it to where it's like I can order a mudslide at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Nuts, like crazy feral, just disturbing people. And people are just so, so drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like, especially because you just kind of are walking, but everything just feels so out of the ordinary anyways that you're what you would map onto your normal life, you just throw away. You're like, I can do whatever I want on a cruise.
Yeah.
So it's scary. And I was on a cruise with a bunch of old people. I can't even imagine people on like a Carnival cruise or a Princess cruise. I can't even imagine how drunk people get.
Oh, that's brawling territory. I feel like if I was going to fight someone ever, it'd be on a Carnival cruise.
Yeah.
Like I would save my, like, yeah. There's also some cruise ship influencers. Like, you know, they share advice, recommendations, news, vlogs centered around cruising, like Captain Kate McHugh on TikTok. We got Ship Facts on TikTok, Cuisine Susie.
Wow.
And so it's just like, you know, best practices for living.
Yeah.
And then they also have blogs dedicated to cruising like Cruise Hive, Cruise Lee, Cruise Maven, Avid Cruiser. And they got Booze Cruiser. But yeah. There are different cruise lines, and I know you went on Alaska cruises, but what were your other options?
I'm not in charge of that.
Jordan
booked. No, I booked it. Well, it was on my credit card, but our friend Andrew came over with like a PowerPoint. Was like, here's why we should go on an Alaskan cruise, and we all sat on the couch and like booked it together. But it was very confusing to me because it's confusing to book a cruise.
You have to do excursions too.
Excursions, and they make everything difficult. This is how they set it up. They're like, look, it's a cheap cruise. Every time you make any decision, we add $500 onto the bill. You know what I mean? So it becomes like not a cheap Norwegian Cruise Line. That's the one I did.
Oh.
Norwegian.
Okay.
Princess Cruises, Celebrity Cruises, which is so funny. I was telling my girlfriend about this morning. They were like, oh, I thought that was a cruise you go on to meet celebrities. And I was like, the thought of that being a cruise is so funny.
I don't think any actual celebrity would go on something called a celebrity cruise unless they're like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I mean, literally, I was like, the group of celebrities that would agree to do that would be like the most E-list celebrities that like are, it would be like Tiger King would be like the type of celebrity on that. They would be insane. But celebrity cruises, it's like more trendy, more expensive. It provides a more gourmet food and luxury experience, like wine tasting, wellness classes, and glass blowing classes.
Mm-hmm. And the entire staff takes pictures of you constantly.
Yeah. Is that true?
No, it's just like paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. They make you feel like a celebrity. I do feel like I'm the exact person because my instinct is like, what a dumb name for a cruise. Like, why would you? You think people are just going to sign up for that because you put the word celebrity? And I'm like, yeah. I'm the exact person that would sign up for that to be like, celebrity? I want to be a celebrity.
Kate
I'll go on
Winslet.
This cruise.
Wait, I want to. I just realized that Mia added being left at ports at the bottom.
Yeah, pier runners. There's they call them.
They're called pier runners, a cruise passengers who lose track of time while at port. They're forced to run down the pier in order to catch this ship before it leaves. I think that they should equip everyone who like stands on the side of the ship with like paintball guns. And you get like a discount on dinner if you can get the pier runner.
Oh my God. It's so insane because they make it so easy. They're like, you get off here, you're immediately exactly where you need to be. Like, it was so organized. I was so shocked at how organized cruises were. They're more organized than anything I've ever seen in my entire life. And they make it so easy. So for you to miss your boat, you have to be just fully disregarding the time and being like, no, I don't want to do that.
I would be like, hey, so just for any passenger, if you have no sense of time management, I would advise staying on the ship because this is a 2-hour.
Yeah.
Like you just, and then, so there's like viral videos of people like running on the dock. Like a woman sparked debate on TikTok after a now viral video, a celebrity cruise ship left her behind. And someone posted a video of it, and in a text overlay, she said, y'all, my boat left me. What the fuck? Celebrity cruises. And then what in the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm literally stuck on this island. Yeah, this is what you should do.
It's so funny, too, because I am like, ma'am, that is not the end of that. Like, you're not just stuck on the island. They have things set up where they're like, you have to now fly home, or you have to... Meet them at the next port. They're not just like, oh, you live here now. Like, that's not what happens.
Welcome to Jamaica.
They have to make it that way because if they were just like, because I was thinking about this, I was like, oh, maybe that you have to get on the next boat. But then that would be like so encouraging you to be like, oh, I could just stay in this port for 3 days and then enjoy this port more, get back on the boat, on another boat. And it's like they have to make it.
All your stuff is still on the original boat.
No, but they take it off. Oh. I was reading. They like take off all your stuff. When you miss your boat, they have someone take all your stuff out and put it like with the people down there so you have all your stuff so then you can fly home or meet them in the next port. But like, so it's like they have to make it a bad scenario for you if you miss it, or people just miss it all the time.
Oh yeah, I love that.
I also was wondering, should we do a full episode on the poop ship? They talk about it down here.
Oh, I'm going to do bringing alcohol.
The poop cruise.
Yeah.
I think we could do a full episode on that, to be honest. I was researching it today, and it is insane.
Honestly, guys, I think we're going to do a part two to this cruise ship, because we got more stuff to talk about. And there's, like, you know, from bringing alcohol onto a cruise. I think we're going to do a little continuation of this, but in the meantime...
And in that one, we can talk about the poop cruise.
Exactly, the poop cruise. And we're not talking about that thing that happened in Chicago with that band.
My favorite thing about cruises is that so many old people are wearing shirts that say cruiser since, like, 1986, which is a gay thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, this is because I cruise a lot. And, like, all of these old Republicans are wearing shirts that say they're cruisers, and it really makes me laugh.
Exactly.
They're kids. They have their 4-year-olds in shirts that say cruiser since 2017. It's like, oh my God, take that off of them.
It's so inappropriate. But we are actually interviewing someone who, remind me again, what was their affiliation?
This is really, I know them through my aunt.
Yeah.
They're a friend of hers. They've been cruising, living on a cruise ship, just as we're talking about, for 20 years.
Okay.
They're incredibly seasick all the time. They're hospitalized constantly.
That's a lot.
But they love cruises. We're always like, give it up. Give it up, Andy. Give it up.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk to them while Kendall picks her girlfriend up from the hair appointment. But we will be right back.
Bye.
And we're back. This is Andy last name? Oh, gosh. Andy last name?
Hi. No last name, just Andy.
Oh, wow. That must be hard on your driver's license. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm good. I'm sorry I'm late. I was really late. I was vomiting for hours downstairs in your bathroom.
Oh, my God. That is,
I'm still getting my sea legs.
Oh, you mean your land legs?
Yeah, my land legs. I still get my land legs, getting used to being on land. But also, I need to get my sea legs because whenever I'm in the sea, too, I throw up a lot, too.
Oh, wow. That must be hard as a, oh, gosh. Are you holding something? Are you okay?
No, just don't feel good.
Okay, so how long have you been cruising, Andy?
20 years. Best 20 years of my life. Love cruising.
Your esophagus must be almost...
Oh, it doesn't exist. It's a fake one they put in, made of plastic.
Oh my, yeah, it's like a garden hose.
Yeah, exactly.
It just, the acid disintegrated.
Still works just as good.
Oh my God. Well, you've been cruising for 20 years?
20 years. And the best 20 years of my life. I love cruising. It just makes, it's who I am. The second I got on one of those boats, I said I'm never leaving, and I never did.
Oh my God. Do you have like teeth in the back of your mouth still?
Not many.
Okay, I mean,
not many. I go to the dentist. I have a couple veneers. Why?
Stomach acid will destroy your.
Yeah, it did a number. Yeah, it did a number. I just get so seasick, Sarah.
I feel that.
I vomit constantly on this boat.
Oh, have you met any friends on the cruise?
There's one woman, Janelle.
Uh-huh.
She's a good friend of mine. She's the nurse on the boat.
Uh-huh.
I see her every morning. Usually they have to give me an IV.
Uh-huh.
And then at nights I go and she bathes me in Dramamine.
Yes.
Take a long bath in Dramamine.
Oh my gosh. That's a...
So her and I have gotten really close. She's a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
We talk a lot. Besides her, I don't see many other people. Usually I'm in quarantine, so I'm not allowed to see other people.
Yeah, yeah. What are some of your favorite activities to do on the boat?
I love to lay in my bedroom and close my eyes. And try not to shit myself, Sarah. That's the main thing I do.
It's just coming out of all ends.
It's coming out of all ends. The sea does it to me, I'll tell you. It really does a number on me. But I love to sit. You know, they have 5 movies when you're on a cruise. They have 5 movies that you're able to rent.
Uh-huh.
Freaky Friday.
Yep.
The new Nope movie. Have you seen that? That's a new one.
Nope.
Well, they have that on there. A couple good movies like that. So I watch Freaky Friday usually, and I just close my eyes and listen to it.
How do you get nutrients in your body?
Well, I'm incredibly dehydrated. Usually the IVs help.
Yeah. Usually
the IVs. I get room service sometimes, but I'm not able to eat. Well, none of it stays down.
Yeah, that's crazy. What are some of... that's your favorite activity, laying down?
It's the only one I've done. I haven't done anything else besides
for 20
that.
I've never
been 20 years. I've only ever really laid down in the room. I'm unable to. If I stand up for too long, I start vomiting. The seasickness is just really gets me.
Oh, wow. So what's been your favorite port you've stopped at?
I don't usually even want to leave the boat.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Uh-huh.
I usually just stay on during the ports. People say, oh, we're in Australia. I'd rather just stay on this beautiful boat. I love cruising.
So you're paying to stay in a room and throw up?
Because I love the boat. I love to cruise. It's not just a room. It's a room on a cruise. I love cruises. I love being on it. It's just my passion. Uh-huh. So whenever we get to ports, occasionally I'll be taken out on a gurney to a hospital if I need more medical help.
Do you notice?
But that's by force. I usually say, leave me here. I love this cruise ship.
Do you notice any difference with the vomiting when you go on land?
Usually I'm blacked out by that point.
Okay.
If they've dragged me off the cruise ship, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. The vomiting is less. One time I was awake for it. It was more contained.
Uh-huh.
Usually I'm wobbling around so much on the ship because it's on water that it's just all over my room.
Yeah.
The poor lady on my floor who cleans, she hates my guts.
Yeah.
She says every day, Andy, why don't you get off this damn ship? Uh-huh. Say over my dead body. And she says... That's probably closer than you think.
Nah, sometime soon. So how long are you planning on being a cruiser?
As long as they'll let me.
Are you a homosexual?
No.
Okay.
I'm single.
You're single?
Uh-huh.
Have you asked Janelle for her number?
I'm not gay.
Janelle is a woman?
Yes, and so am I.
Oh, Andy. I thought you were a man.
Short for Andrea.
Oh, I thought it was Andrew.
No, Andrea. But I go by Andy.
Oh, Andy.
Not gay. I don't know. I thought I could explore my sexuality a little more on the boat, but I haven't been able to yet.
Yeah.
I'm hoping maybe it happens in the future.
You haven't explored the boat.
No, not at all. I don't know where anything is.
Yeah.
I just get so sick. I just love cruising, though. I seriously do. I haven't talked to any of my friends or family in years. You're the first person I've seen on land in years besides a doctor.
But that's I just love the cruise. I don't want to leave it.
That's not the first time I've heard that. But thank you so much, Andy, for being on. How are you feeling right now?
I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I've been off the boat for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel sickness because I missed the boat so much.
Yes.
So I'm going to try to get on that pretty quick. But I finally, this is the longest I've gone without throwing up in years.
Well, one day at a time. Thank you.
I love cruising. I love cruising.
Thank you, Andy, for being on.
Of course, thank you for having me.
No problem. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Well, there you go. How was that?
That was shocking. I don't even know how they, whatever. But thank you guys. This has been part one of our cruise series.
I know. Part two will consist of talking more about how to bring alcohol on cruises. Well, you're not supposed to do it, so we're not going to give you tips. But, well, we have a couple. And the poop cruise, which, let's just say I watched a short documentary on it this morning, and it sounds terrible.
I was going to say it's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
But make sure to like and subscribe on our YouTube. We are the BCC Club. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any place to get your podcasts. 5 stars. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching. And if you've been on a cruise, tell us which one in the comments below, and we might just comment.
And if you were on the poop cruise, let us know. We'll have you on as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.